And it's music by a superstar of note. It's ML's daughter that's on Fresh FM. Now you know what we do every single Friday. Yeah. Every single Friday we get dramatic because we bring in the newsmakers. We bring in the people that we see on our screens, in our newspapers, on our phones. We bring in people that are important, that are relevant in one way or another, making headlines. Whether it's bad headlines, whether it's good headlines, we don't care.
Yeah.
They are going to be in studio on Fresh FM with NSK and Shaquan.
Yes.
And today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today we are featuring a superstar who's been doing it for close to, 12, 15 years. She's going to come correct us right now with those certain numbers. It's a superstar who's been doing it even before we knew what a mic was.
Come on.
She came from a small town, decided, listen, Vinduk, you are my oyster.
You're not ready for me.
You're not ready for me. Yeah. And now she's in the capital. She's all over the world, taking charge of everything she does.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for ML.
Come on. Yay.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
And you know what? There's actually something that you can't take away from her.
Yeah.
And it's the fact that Bonang actually heard her music. We didn't want to hear her music.
I hope so.
Right?
You guys need to read.
Wait a second. Fill me in.
In the song, she says that I want Bonang to hear my music.
Yeah, of course, man. Because I was like, snap, did Bonang shout you out? Did something happen? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I hope she's on your tier.
Yeah.
Retweet. Because it's about when you know somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you sort of use... I'm leaning on you to get me there, to get me there. So my network should do that. So that's basically, I don't know her, but
she,
you might know her, you know me.
Exactly.
So
and she was in the country not so long ago. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe it's still coming. Yes, the blessings are still coming.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Emil, tell us real quick, man. Where did you finish school? I love asking this question. Get a bit of a basis of the person.
People are always shocked when I tell them I actually grew up, did my high school in Wofish Bay. In Kusa Moon Secondary School. Kai SS.
Nice S girl. No.
Yay.
So this is now during the time of Abudi Gottlieb.
Yeah.
When he was the principal.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Mr. Gottlieb. I think he retired now. Mr. Gottlieb.
Yeah.
Mrs. Halls. Mrs. Damas.
Mrs. Halls.
Man.
What an era that was, what year was this now?
When did I start? University? 2000?
Yeah.
To 2004.
Where was the family house in Kusa Moon, real quick?
When you come out of the school, you sort of come just in the
Catholic
road. No. So you don't go to Catholic. So you take the straight road.
The straight road.
And then you go Diamond Street, the second one.
Yes.
So once you go in Diamond Street, blah, 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 my house just there.
Literally there.
Yeah.
There's an Ace Haze somewhere there, like a very nice Ace Haze.
Is that one?
No. Do you know the Spokasim one?
Oh my God.
The one next.
Your house is literally right next to it.
The one before the fittest one is my house.
Wow, yeah. ML.
Put a shout out to my street.
Wow. But like, how does it feel, man? Like, Fresh Air with Paula, and she has asked this question to Top Cherry.
You know what I mean?
Coming from a small town, having to come hustle this side.
I'm going to
ask you that same question because I'm also from Wofish Bay and I know that situation.
Where did you go to school?
No ways,
man.
I swear.
How would he know?
I'm like a bed by night.
Oh, wait. No, I finish in town at Duneside, but I'm a Kusa Moon boy. You know what I mean? Do you see her reaction?
In town.
Do you know
Gwen? She was two, three years my senior. Yeah.
She's my neighbor next door.
She's your neighbor.
Yeah, they were my girl.
Shaquan is just here, like, okay, Biner.
I used to do her hair for Monday.
Can I say something?
Yes, you can.
I'm also from the Rongo region.
Okay.
Yeah, it's from Maruru.
Maruru. Maruru.
Yes.
I was there the other day.
Yeah.
I was there last week in Maruru. It's a beautiful town. It was my first time. But it's big. It's really... I don't know why it's not the capital city of the Rongo.
Now, this is a beautiful opportunity just unearth the person that you are. Because, you know, it's like everyone knows that you do something else, that you're more than music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what exactly is it? But Shaquan, do your deep stuff. Do it.
Do it.
Go deep, girl. Go deep.
Don't say it like that. Okay, so I think maybe before we get right into what it is that you also do apart from music, we maybe just want to know, like, if you had to describe yourself in three words, who would... Wait, ML is short for something, right?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Man, Maria Lisa.
Okay, Maria Lisa. Yeah. So if you had to describe Maria Lisa, not ML herself,
yeah,
how would you describe that person?
Spontaneous.
Okay.
I think, you know, the other day I was watching a video that says sometimes we're just built different. And it's how you do things.
Yeah, yeah.
Differently. Like, I have this resilience of not succumbing to maybe pressure. So I don't know the one word about it, but it's just like I am. So spontaneous, I am. And the third one would be what? I think funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I think okay. I am is so powerful.
Yeah, that is really powerful, actually.
I need a that moment. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
So while he marinates on that, yeah. So you are mommy's my master's degree.
Okay.
We know that.
All right.
And there's like, so obviously so much that you actually do. So we want to know, what is it that you do apart from music in terms of that job that just holds it down, that pays the bills before we get into the tender that brought the bucket? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so we understand that okay. You are a trade analyst, right?
Yeah.
So quickly tell us about that. It's so fancy.
Yeah. So so you ask how coming to from a small town to hustle.
Yeah.
I came from Wofish Bay for university. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For university. I mean, music was always there. And it was always this thing to say, I can't wait to get to a certain stage where I'm exposed to a certain level to do music.
Come on.
But I got here for University of Namibia. And I wanted to do it with biomedical technology. But when I got there,
biomedical
I realized that...
technology.
Yeah.
Oh, she fancy.
You know why?
Why?
Because the career guidance guys came to our school. They let us do this thing.
Exactly.
And he pointed me to,
to
you
that
know,
direction.
And it sounded just fancy. I thought, this is it.
Yeah.
But when I got to, you know, they didn't have that specific course the way it is. So I got into science and I realized later that you end up being a researcher or what, and was so boring.
Mm.
So before that, there was an opportunity for me to actually go to agriculture economics. And I always say I went there by default.
Yeah.
When I got into agriculture economics, there was a course, international trade. And our lecturer, Ms. Nditangi Kondoka Robiati, she's the current DED of the Ministry of Industrialization now. She was like the young, rah-rah, you know, lecturer, was so inspired by her. Like, man, what course is this? What did she do? And that time, she had done a master's in international trade in Australia. And she was also just a tuner. Then she, you know. So I was, and I always tell this story because she had me that switch perspective to say, I want to do international trade.
Come on.
And that's really where it started off. I finished, got into the industry. And then I was lucky enough to be a founder of the Namibia Trade Forum, which is basically...
Wow.
Yeah, which is basically... And later on, I ended up working with her. She left UNAM, and then she got into a job. And then when the Namibia Trade Forum was founded under the cabinet decision of the government, because it's an institution under the Ministry of Industrialization, I was one of the first... She is CEO, and I was one of the first senior policy analysts there.
Yeah.
So to establish that. And what that meant, actually, is that the Ministry of Trade does... international trade policy and trade policy. So they need private sector. They need private sector to consult. So this institution actually is an interface or a conduit, what we say, the conduit of private sector's input into trade policy for the ministry or for the government. So that's how I got into international trade. So doing international trade negotiation. And by the way, international trade is it's international.
That's what I said earlier. All over that world. Oh my goodness.
This is not like, you know, I'm just from Barfers and I came to Ventuk. I'm international. Don't play with me. Love it, man. No, we recognize that. I remember when I was actually working at Trusco, you were working at the Ministry of Agriculture.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm trying to say hi to you. She just walks past like she can't see me. Who do you think you are? But anyway.
Was I ever at the Namibia Trade Forum?
I don't know. You were just walking up the road.
Because Trusco is just like here.
So maybe that is actually where
behind,
you were. Yeah.
Behind you.
But you were chasing is the point.
Nee.
Also.
Sorry. It up. That, so that international walk.
I think it's like a thing of like
maybe
everyone funny by.
Meeting, you know? Yeah.
It's like everyone funny by. Like... It's a chestnut.
I was just chest us.
You know what, Nay? Obviously, us giving us your flowers this morning as well, celebrating the woman that you are, everything that you've had to go through to come to where you are, and everything that you are still to be, you know, we wanted to...
I wanted to ask you a question, actually. You know, as a black child, like, just even hearing her actually tap into exactly what it is that you do, apart from music, because you would actually think that because someone does music, they're just passionate about music.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also hearing, that was nice. So, honestly, we're very, very proud of you for
Thank
that.
You.
But what I wanted to do is bring it a little bit home as well. Would you actually consider yourself the vessel of being the generational cursor in your family? And how much do you value that?
Because you're the firstborn.
Yeah, that's a very nice question. And that, I think, there's this thing. Some things you just have to take it the way they are. A firstborn in a Shwambo household, probably any other household, but I speak in this context, it's just when you are born by nine,
default.
By six, default, you're already the deputy parent. And it just makes no sense that if you think about you probably being a mother, your first child, your second, then have to, you know. So we learn responsibility at an early age, and also the whole culture at home is put on you to say you are the older one, you must do, you know.
So
I think that shapes me to be at that level. So when I got to a point where I needed to make decisions about myself, what I want, and my home, what is the reality and what I needed to do, it was very much influenced by that. The fact that I needed to sacrifice certain things so that I can still make it right.
Yeah.
So that I have siblings behind me that needed probably my care. And I needed to take over from my mother at the point. You know, so she supports me until university. And you just need to get a job so that you can take over.
Yeah.
So I think I don't take that as a bad thing. But of course, when you talk about breaking the generational curse and all that, it's really about, for me, how I choose to live my life. So when I say I am, is that I don't necessarily we as young people, when we are growing, we need to pick what is it that we want to take in front, and what is it that we make for ourselves. So what is it that we build for ourselves, that this is me? And I'm not going, there's no way that you have to live your mother's life. That's not your life. And you are born in this generation. So you are facing certain generation that certain things that your mom, your parents did not face. And that's what it is. So taking that and using what you want to go with and knowing where you come from, I think kept me, or at least molded me in the person I am. And I love it. And I'm not the most traditional. I'm probably one of those, if you put me through our cousin family, liberal, you know, I'm not the most conservative as you think I would be for being disciplined.
Yeah.
Maybe that way. Because not anyway, you're not.
But butting heads up with the uncles, you know.
Yeah. You need to be a certain way. Yeah, yeah.
Now that you mention,
I'm the disruptive one.
Yeah. Now that you mention family, listen, we've got a bit of a surprise for you, ML. But we'll get to that surprise right after this. Stick around.
Castro offers you more than 100 years of dedicated global fresh breakfast. On Fresh with NSK and Shaquan, Namibia's daily dose of greatness. We went over to France and we woke up in Japan.
This is Namibia's Heart and Soul with the NSK and Shaquan. This is Fresh Breakfast. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio, because that's exactly what we do every single day, Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We've got the superstar trade economist, international trader.
Come on.
International
Don't
movement.
Forget international now.
Come on. No. You have to add. It's a different flex. How dare you disrespect it? It's 9:24. Emma, we do promise you that we've got a surprise for you.
Wow.
Or a couple of surprises.
Wow.
We will start with the first one.
You need only a glimpse of ML's journey, and particularly the inspirational lyrics of a few good songs, to know that hard work, persistence, and consistency bears dividends. So I'm a little biased because I'm ML's friend. She's simply put an amazing human being, my greatest confidant, advisor, teacher, and the embodiment of the dreams of the Namibian girl child realized.
That's someone that is very special to you.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
No, amazing. Like, you know, I didn't expect that. This is deep.
If you think is deep.
Yeah.
If you think that is deep, listen to this.
Hi there, Emma. Hola. I am so happy to be one of the people that are giving you your flowers today as we celebrate you. I'd love to extend an appreciation for just the person that you are, and especially in my life. I have grown so much just seeing from your growth, seeing the person that you are, so driven, so ambitious, you know, always just on the grow to make yourself better. And you're, I always say, you are a superstar, you are no ordinary, and it's only fitting that we celebrate you today. You're one of the most intellectual, multifaceted, the biggest, one of the biggest creatives we have in the country. And especially with your music, I wish nothing but just big numbers with the streams. May you flourish there, both at your music and, you know, at your other expect areas of your profession. So yeah, I wish you well, and we celebrate and appreciate and love you so much, Emma.
You know when you get that smile where you are hurting?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And like your cheeks hurt a little bit. Is that you?
So those are two of your besties, Vogan and Deshi. How do you feel, ML?
No, I'm actually surprised.
How so?
Yeah, because I mean, I didn't know there's a segment like this. And I'm also like, they didn't tell me. So no, it's like, good luck today. But like, I like it. It was really nice.
This is above average, though.
Yeah.
You know, we ultimately just want to give you experience that you've never had before. Wow. That's exactly what it is. Because now we even know that your house is next to a spook. I said, what the?
Oh, we are so deep. We are so deep by that.
What do you call it?
The apple thingy. The candy apple thing. But I tell you what, Shikwan also has a bit of a surprise there for you. We're going to flesh something for you,
A little bit earlier on, you were making reference to, you know, just being a deputy parent and so forth, and which is something I completely understand because I'm also a firstborn of my mom, but we're only two. So what legacy would you ever want to leave for, is it Dasha?
Dasha and Paula.
Like, what legacy would you want to leave as, you know what, my sister did this and this and this. I can do it because my sister did this and this and this. Yeah.
So I think I'm at the stage of my life where I'm trying to build a business.
Yeah.
Or that foundation that we speak of.
Mm.
And it's quite interesting as if you look at my employees, they were about eight.
Mm.
Yeah. All of them live in my house. Well, five of them, the other two, three, you know, five of them live. So it's actually just my brothers, sisters, you know, my cousins and their family. So it's actually an interesting journey where they are very energetic, young, educated.
Wait,
some are at university.
You've employed your family.
That's where it starts. you gotta empower your people, bro.
That almost went over my head.
Keep that money in the yard.
Wow.
So basically, whatever we do, the different things we do, we are in events, you know, we offer different services. We are doing a Namibia basket, which is just selling Namibian
so the Katakombe,
the pop-up. All that thing we are doing is just my little brothers, sisters that they are actually. So part of it is that teaching.
Mm.
So if you work with me, and I did a lot of interns as well.
Yeah,
I have people that are, you know, university lecturers, that are technical advisors, and they were my interns when they were at universities, third year, second year. So I do believe that I have a gift of teaching, and teaching them business and teaching them and learning with me, actually.
Come on.
And teaching them this. And I hope that the legacy will be cemented, you know, under that type of foundation, which is not just, you know, she inspired the world with music. Then that's my legacy, but more like, you know,
You know, Emma, one thing that we're getting from you is that your family is quite close knit.
Yeah.
And you love your people.
Yeah. Mm.
All right.
And she looks anxious.
And I can tell you right now, ML, your people love you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Fresh FM. Dasha here, ML's younger sister. Thank you for having her on the show, and thank you for reaching out to me. She's our big sister, deputy parent, mentor, support system, you name it. Us growing up until now, me and my sister have never ever fought each other. ML is very diplomatic, and she's very neutral. If you know her, that's her. Like, and also what I wanted to share, when she was about, this is now what I heard from my aunt and my grandmother and my mom, when she was about 8 years old, she used to sing, like, her favorite song was Kasiperi Karishin, Duala Nyoko. Kasiperi Karishin, Duala Nyoko. If you had listened to, I think, I don't know if it's The Diplomat, one of her album, there's a song that is called Kasiperi Karishin, Duala Nyoko. Let her explain it, what it means. Yeah. Okay. Emma, this is coming from your household. Tangeni, Robi, Tuli, and I. We just want to say thank you to everything that you do for us. We love you. Have a good one.
Yeah, I've got issues.
Yeah. I think, it's amazing. Because for me, I'm also not somebody who I think take that in. People, you know, around me, and they sort of give me that feedback, it's always that thing, like maybe it's a personality thing where you're like, oh yeah, no, thank you, you know, don't want, you know. Someone like that, you know, being me in that character is humbling, and because it's so difficult to take in sometimes.
Okay.
Like you simply don't even have the time, right? Because you're leading and you're making sure the hustle is tight, you're making sure the family is tight. And that's why we're doing this, Emal. We said, listen, she needs to get her flowers.
You
know what I mean? What's your favorite type of flowers, even for that matter?
Yeah.
But whatever it is, the family was giving it to you.
I love different flowers. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Giving it to you.
Do you know what? When you actually pulled out with your car, did they ask you what your favorite flowers were?
No.
Speaking for me, like,
she quite is not leaving that car story.
So let's talk about this car, honey.
Okay.
Congratulations on the ride, by the way.
Thank you. But I think there's an inspirational story that I always feel like there's so many stories that sometimes we have to tell at a different level. There's this advice that I try to give to entrepreneurs upcoming or people that come up and blow.
Yeah.
And I see it a lot of entrepreneurs. Now you have a good product. You are featured in the newspaper. You are on radio. And then I see them just going around for fame. Mm. And they leave the core business, which is making the product or making the thing that you are doing.
The service.
And now you are just all over talking about your success. That is not really the success. It's just an appreciation of boost as people get you there.
Mm.
So the story about my car journey is that From an early age already, I was thinking about, you know, it's a difficult life when you leave university and you get a job.
Mm.
And now suddenly you're getting the salary and there's so many things.
Yeah,
there's a car,
competing,
you buy a house, you know, all these things. And you know, we go through
and
it all.
And a family
all,
to
right?
take care of, yeah. come on.
We
Black
go through
text.
It all.
Yeah.
And you come from here, but you have other friends that come from where and all these things.
Mm.
So one of the things that I really made a decision of is like, how can I go through life without trying to put buying a car as a first thing to showing off that I have made it, but also making sure that I try to have enough to build. Because a lot of us, what we make a mistake is the moment we start working, then we just overload ourselves with debt.
That's
now,
true,
for 10
true.
Years, you'll be driving that car, but for 10 years, you have no room to actually build yourself, you know, to take that change and just put it here, invest it there, small. Because you are driving a car, you're driving a BMW, you are driving a Mercedes-Benz, which you can afford by the bank, but you can't really afford because once the salary gets in, goes to the car, goes here, and I think that for me, I was just like, how do I do it differently? So I had a car before, back then, and I decided, like, I'm just going to be, and I had a privilege of traveling early in Africa. And I just saw, when you go to Zambia, when you go to wherever, people, my peers from UNAM, from Zambia, they come study and they go. They don't get cars like the way we do. They stay maybe 5-6 years saving. And even when they save and buy a car, they buy it cash, it's still a secondhand car. And that's how they build and they have that. So I thought this system of ours in Namibia is robbing us from actually building ourselves up. So that car was one of the decisions I thought, how do I maintain myself and not put this car in front? I used to drive, the last car I drove was I bought that car cash way back in 2017, 16.
Wow.
And before that, I also just bought a car cash, and then that was the longest car I had. It's a red Vitz. For the office. Yeah, for the office and up.
You can go
to the coast
down,
and up and down. Very good car. Even nice. It's system, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but after 3 years, 4 years, as you grow, and I think it's also you get popular, people also get to recognize you when you drive by. Oh, that's ML. They start yeah. to look to put you to the, you know.
Yeah.
I actually had different conversation, and I had somebody commented on my post for the car.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's true. A lot of people have been saying it, talking about the car I drive.
Hmm.
You know. Mm. And this guy wrote to say, I was arguing with my friend one time talking about the car we drive, and I told him that he must watch that girl. She's like that. It was a compliment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was just revealing the difference. And, you know, even with family.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
talk about,
I hear you.
Oh, you know, this what car now is, you know, in a bad way. And that thing, if you take it and you sort of with pressure and you go to MNZ and get a med because you feel like you are just doing that thing that we do.
Yeah.
Trying
yeah.
to, you know. So, there was no tender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just time.
All right. No, that's perfectly
the answer to the car.
Yeah, yeah. No, and we're giving it, and no, that's actually a really valid point. And I'm pretty sure that there are people that can take a lot from that. But it was us also just celebrating you that we know that you, you know, big girls drive big cars. You know what I mean? Well done,
it's
man.
Time now to say, you know, girls with
buckies. Except for
you. Know, I'm also,
hashtag.
You know, I do lend commission work, so that's also one of the things. Maybe I felt under the pressure. So when I got into the lead commission, I'm one of the young commissioners, and yeah, most of those guys have buckies and pubs.
Of course.
So I always go home and say, but yeah, when you are coming out of those meetings, I'm going in the meet. Those guys are in Land Cruisers. I was like, man, I got to step up this thing.
Man, Emo, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah,
we really appreciate
you.
I hope you are going to take something away from the conversation.
Yeah.
And I hope you keep sparkling in your magic, like 2023 language always brings it about.
Yeah. Absolutely, and keep just going more international.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I want to just say thank you for this opportunity coming here. And everybody join me online. Shout out to everybody. Thank you guys.
All right, cool. That's Fresh FM. Stick around. The conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. For now, let's get ready for DJ Scott.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.